So he says there's an economy to fix, and so far you guys are sitting on your hands. And he wants another package.
Well, I don't think we're sitting. I don't think we're sitting on our hands. What we've done is take some time out after $3 trillion of rescue packages, okay, some of which worked extremely well and was very, very necessary. Now we're taking stock of the economic situation. The virus has flattened and is a downward curve. That's terrific. We need that very badly. There's a lot of heartbreak still in the unemployment ranks. I get that, and we have more work to do. But let's be smart. You know, if we go into another discussion, let's say after the July 4th weekend, let's think about long-term or medium to long-term growth incentives, you know? That's what got us a terrific Trump economy for 3 years and 2 months prior to the virus. And the president has talked about payroll tax holiday for the workforce. He's talked about capital gains tax cuts. He's talked about deductions for restaurants, entertainment, sporting events. He's talking about restricting COVID-19 liabilities so small companies and restaurants and so forth can come back and not worry about frivolous lawsuits. In other words, let's take stock of the situation. There may be a bonus for going back to work. We'll have to look at that. The $600 unemployment benefit, which was way over the wage rate, needs to be reformed. And we don't know this yet. How about a few more weeks, you know, and then maybe we'll have a better picture. I think the V recovery scenario is very much in place.
So one of the areas of concern is the black unemployment number. And I know the president has been encouraged in the early years of his presidency that, you know, sort of all boats were lifting across the all of the demographics in the country. But now you've got less than half of black adults in the country employed. How do you fix that?
Well, look, first thing I want to say is African-American employment went up 300,000 in this report for May. So that's a very big number. And I want to add to that, the employment population ratio went way up. That means people are coming back into the labor force and will be looking for a job. So that's very important, too. Now, we had, up until this pandemic, the Trump administration had historically low unemployment rates. For African Americans, for Hispanics, for a number of minority groups, for that matter, women, historically low. And I think the message there is, okay, let's grow the economy and create employment opportunities and every other kind of opportunity. We've also had a full-fledged program of opportunity zones for new investments with big tax breaks in discouraged, depressed areas around the country, including education reform and including health care reform as part of the package. So I think we've done a lot there. Okay. And as this pandemic goes away, you know, like a hurricane goes away or a bad snowstorm goes away, I think you're going to see a rebound, and we'll get back, hopefully, within a year or so. You'll see big numbers in the second half, Martha. You could get 20-25% economic growth in the second half of this year. You could get big 4-6% growth next year. I'm looking at this as the glass is more than half full.
Well, it's good to be an optimist. We'll put you down for those numbers, Larry, and a very good report today that I think everybody in the country should feel good about. It's a little bit of good news in a period when we've had a lot of bad news. So, Larry, thank you. Good to see you tonight.
Thank you.